You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Pode pra caralho, essa menina ainda. Transa pra caramba, essa menina esmagalha. Mas que vai. authoritarianism, as I've called it, is perhaps nowhere more strikingly displayed than in the fact, on the one hand, totalitarian regimes mobilize populations, regiment them, generally control them in some kind of unanimous goose-step. To put it very simply, totalitarianism seeks to mobilize populations. Inverted totalitarianism seeks to demobilize them.
That's Sheldon Wallen, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Sheldon Wallen on inverted totalitarianism. Traditional totalitarianism conjures up images of jackbooted stormtroopers, gulags, and death camps. In recent years, a new variety of totalitarianism has emerged. Professor Sheldon Wallen calls it the inversion of totalitarianism. It represents the coming of age of corporate power and political demobilization of the citizenry. Unlike classical totalitarian systems, which openly boasted of their intentions to force their societies in a preconceived totality, inverted totalitarianism is not expressly conceptualized as an ideology, nor is it objectified in public policy. Corporations have de facto power and have, over the years, carried out a slow-motion coup d'etat. How to resist? Wallen says it starts at the local level. Our guest today is Sheldon Wallen. He was an award-winning scholar. Cornel West called him the greatest political theorist of and for democracy of our time. He taught at UC Berkeley and Princeton. He passed away in 2015. This classic from the AR archives was recorded in Willits, California in 2003. And now, Sheldon Wallen, inverted totalitarianism.
Let me first talk about the notion itself by suggesting what I'm sure some of you are at least familiar with, and that is general features of totalitarianism. That is, what are we looking for when we talk about totalitarianism? First of all, I'm thinking basically about the example of Nazi Germany, but it applies to other totalitarian regimes as well. There's a dichotomy at the outset between elite and mass. The elite are regarded as in some respect specially endowed, such that their talents and skills make them natural leaders. The mass, in turn, indistinguishable from each other, largely the same, responsive to leadership and willing to follow, and mostly put on this earth to follow. Secondly, totalitarianism also is characterized by a one-party system in which one party dominates the political process and in the course of it eliminates or reduces to nullity the other parties. Thirdly, there's a strong ideology to totalitarian systems, that is a belief system that is coherent, that is palatable to large numbers, and that represents sort of the worldview, the sort of political substitute for religion in such a system. Next, regimes of this sort are characterized by control of mass communications. This is very closely related to the important role of propaganda within such regimes. That is, the attempt to, in fact, not only spread